with that long off season, get your first victory right out of the gate. But we're all waiting. We all want to know, where'd you stop on the ride over?
So I stopped about halfway between Livonia and Harbor Beach, Marysville, Michigan, and St. Clair County. I went to the Junction Buoy, which is a restaurant/bar right off the St. Clair River, and it was delicious. They had fish and chips.
Fish and chips. Is that this year's season's menu there?
I mean, maybe a couple of times, but I'm going to change it up each week.
All right. Well, does it get the Dine with Doug seal of approval?
Oh, for sure. It was great.
There we go. All right. Doug Cole, seal of approval on it, and Dining with Doug can continue for another week. To our far right would be Dan Banky, who just showed up on perfect timing here, our director of visual data and spotter for WLW Sports. If you ever wonder how we sound like we do know what we're talking about, it's because we have Dan Banky in our ears telling us everything we need to know on the field.
Absolutely. It's a great help. Most of the time, he's letting us know who's got the ball and which direction it's going. You can hear those coaches hollering out on the sideline what direction the ball's going. We got Dan up here telling us which way it's going.
And, of course, who can forget the most beautiful and talented member of our broadcast team? That would be my wife, Rochelle Ramsey. Rochelle is our director of game data analytics and compiles mountains of stats and figures and somehow conforms all of that to information into tangible conversion rates, time possession, and much more for us.
After all the years, she actually did an excellent job last night. She came out of the gate better than the rest of us, I think. I was very impressed.
See, I was telling her this after last week's game. She said, Clark, you're just saying that. You're just saying that.
Well, exactly. See, once you put rings on it, that's exactly what you're supposed to say, and she knows that. But in this case, Rochelle, I know you're out there listening. It is true. I always give you a hard time. You did an excellent job last week. Best ever.
Are you sure she's listening?
No, for your
No, actually she is. I believe she is. She's on her way over right now. For the second week in a row, we find ourselves on the east side of the thumb for more Greater Thumb East action. There's much more to come, so keep it locked on the WLW Sports Network being powered by Anger Valley Services, Sandusky, and Harbor Beach. The Media Roundtable coming up next.
Hi, I'm Debbie Cunningham, President and CEO at North Star Bank. North Star Bank is built on three principles: service, leadership, and trust. What does that mean for our customers and community? It means our customers experience personal service when you call North Star Bank. You will speak to one of our experienced team members, not an automated phone system. It means you'll see familiar faces you can trust when visiting your local branch. It means North Star Bank is a leader in the community. North Star Bank is a locally owned and operated community bank that is committed to making our community an exceptional place to live and work. We reinvest in the community by lending to local businesses and residents. We donate to community organizations and to local families in need. And our valued team members volunteer countless hours at community events. If you're looking for a bank that cares about your success and that of our community, call or stop by a North Star Bank office.
North Star Bank, guiding the way. Loans are subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's can install your scope and sight in your gun at their range. Just set the dial and be ready for the shot of your lifetime with the help of Randy's Hunting Center. Over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle in 450 Bushmaster and 350 Legend. Over 190 variations of the 450 Bushmaster, including the Ruger 450 AR, an exclusive Go Wild with 16-inch heavy barrel and factory muzzle brake with bronze Cerakote finish and camouflage stock. We also have the new Barnes and Subsonic ammo for the 450 on hand, along with plenty of pistols and AR rifles in stock.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
Hi, it's Jason from Countryside Sales and Service of Seawood. We know you're still farming and trucking tonight during the game, while our shop and parts department are still open too. We're open 6 days and late Tuesday through Friday nights. We hope your breakdowns are few, but we're here for all your truck and trailer parts, tires, and even custom hydraulic hoses. Call ahead for parts pickup. Ask about our wash bay for trucks, trailers, and equipment. Call for an appointment and pricing. At Countryside Sales and Service of Seawood, we sell what we run, and we wish everyone a safe harvest.
Stop at Stack's Market in Owndale to fuel up, get a fresh deli sandwich or pizza, and get back on the road fast. Open 7 days to keep you rolling. Stack's Market, like a little truck stop without the showers.
Autumn is at our doorstep, and that means it's time to rake in the deals at Thumb Cellular. Through September 30th, you can get $25 off all iPhones and $50 off all Androids, and you'll get a free Ventev wireless charging pad with the purchase of a compatible smartphone. Thumb Cellular has once again lowered the prices on data buckets to half price. If you're using more data than usual while working from home or homeschooling, this deal is for you. For more details on all these ways to save, go to thumbcellular.com/deals or visit any Thumb Cellular location in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Please remember to wear a face covering. Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through September 30th, 2020. Smartphone discounts and free wireless chargers require a 2-year contract. Thumb Cellular. We've got you covered.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Listen to the WLW Sports Network in more ways than ever before. Tune to Sports Radio 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app in your Apple or Android device. Listen live and worldwide with no delay at WLWSports.com. And now also all of our replays in podcast form, with the exception of last week. But in podcast form, all of our broadcasts, just go to WLWSports.com and click on the tab Podcasts, or find your podcast wherever you get your podcast. iTunes, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, Switcher. Wherever you get your podcasts, we are there. It's now time for the Media Roundtable presented by Thompson Chevrolet of Ubley. If you're looking for the latest models from Chevrolet, look no further than Thompson Chevrolet. Find new roads. Join me today via text message from the Huron County View, the Supreme Court Justice of the Roundtable, Paul P. Adams, our in-game analyst for WLW Sports, Dave Hanson, the Tri-County's top spotter, Dan Banky, and our reigning champion and director of sports information, Doug Cole. Through the end of the season, we keep score of our game's predictions, and when that time comes, we'll deem a Media Roundtable winner. Doug Cole is coming off of a dominating season in the Roundtable, and he picked up last week where he left off from last year. Mr. Cole was the most accurate and is out of the gates with a 1-0 lead on the season.
Just another day at the office, I guess.
He's really liking this in the lead stuff, isn't he?
He's very confident. And of course, Dan Banky in the flesh today with his first call. His predictions last week. He had to text him in, but here he is in the flesh on the radio this week.
Yes, Clark, I made it finally. had a little hiccup on the travels here. Ran into a car accident. Had a detour around all that, but I did make it on time today.
So how it all works, each media representative picks a winner and a final score for tonight's feature game of the WLW Sports Network. The winner is deemed by selecting the winning team and by having the most accurate point differential. If no one selects the correct winner, then I, Clark Ramsey, will graciously accept the victory for the week. Since Doug won last week, he will go last, so leading off tonight will be Dan Banky, followed by Paul P. Adams via text message, and then Dave Hanson, who is looking for his first championship since 2015.
Had to mention that. It has been a few years. I'm coming for you, Doug.
Just a little bit.
All right, we'll see.
Well, you are two-time champion, I will say that. First 2 years, Alan. All right, Dan Banky, what's your prediction for tonight?
Well, Clark, I went back and forth, and I finally came to a decision. I'm going to go with Sandusky. Returning a ton of players, got good experience. And after watching Harbor Beach last week, not stopping a trap, Sandusky runs the same plays as Ubley. So I'm going to go Sandusky 26, Harbor Beach 14.
26-14, according to Dan Banky, our spotter for WLW Sports. Sandusky by 12 points, according to the Tri-County top spotter of the region. Moving on, now we have Paul P. Adams via text message, and I can unlock and pull out the safety chain here. And picked for tonight, according to Paul P. Adams, Sandusky has been tabbed as the favorite to win the Grantham East, due largely to returning nearly every player from last season's team, which finished with a 6-4 record. The Redskins feature one of the best backfields in the Thumb, with reigning all-Thumb player of the year, DeLauren Wedge, along with Zach Franzel and Martin Tovar. In last week's win over Bad Axe, the trio for 251 yards they ran for and 3 touchdowns. According to Paul P. Adams, he says, expect more of the same ground and pound tonight. He's taking Sandusky 32, Harbor Beach 12, so a 20-point victory in the eyes of Paul P. Adams for the Sandusky Redskins. Dave Hanson.
Dan, I loved great job your first time, man. It was awesome. But I completely agree with what both of these guys said. As much as I think this team, this Harbor Beach team, is a difficult challenge for anybody to come into this house and beat them, if there's a team that has enough experience, enough talent, is completely loaded, is the Sandusky Redskins. Now, they won't see them air it out more than about 3 or 4 times, but they have backs all over the place. And when they find a weakness, they will exploit it. And keep in mind, and we'll talk about it later, Coach Jacobson has coached with an